You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Shame on us. How did we not know this thing existed right in our backyard? I can't wait for this conversation.
Well, it's actually really going to be cool. I discovered them. I was actually working, you know, for denim marketing at a job fair at Oglethorpe University, and they had one of the other booths there. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I want to tell everyone about it, and I want to find out more about it.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Well, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Miranda Swaim. She's a marketing and communications coordinator with Blue Heron Nature Preserve. You're not going to believe where it's located. Miranda, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Oh, the pleasure is ours, Miranda. I appreciate you making time. I know you're busy over the summer here. Lots of things going on with the preserve there, so grateful for you swinging by. Before we get into everything happening at Blue Heron, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, as you said, I am the communications and marketing coordinator at Blue Heron. My alma mater is Georgia Southern. I'm Atlanta native, grew up here ever since I was a little girl.
When I was 12.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. And of course, I do love being outdoors and in nature and all that good stuff.
We're really excited to have you here, and I know our audience is just dying to know, so tell us more about Blue Heron Nature Preserve.
So the Blue Heron Nature Preserve is 30 acres of native and natural wildlife located right in the heart of Buckhead off Roswell Road. We were established about 20 years ago in 2000 by a local art teacher named Nancy Jones. Back then, Buckhead was really starting to get developed, and her concern was losing a lot of green space. So she got some of her friends together and acquired, eventually over the years, 30 acres, which is what we are today.
Isn't that cool?
I wouldn't have guessed there were 30 acres available in this part of the city, and that's what's blowing me away. So when you go there, what do you see? I mean, what's there?
Well, we have trails, soft trails that are walkable. Lots of people come, bring their dogs, and enjoy the trails. We are also an urban ecology center, so we're very focused on conservation, education, research, and advocacy. Right now, as you said, we're busy in the summertime. We have a very popular summer camp program for small children, and we also have like a community garden, beehives, like lots of different things that are pretty cool.
So let me just to give the audience some perspective of where you're located. So when I don't live here. I come into town to produce this show. Mm-hmm. So I stay in a hotel right in the heart of downtown Buckhead. So how do I get to it from there?
Well, it's off Roswell Road.
Okay.
We do have a parking lot. You know, you usually have to drive. I think the MARTA bus 20 takes you there too.
Okay.
But you go, park, get out, and walk. It's really like the trailhead is right there in the parking lot. And it's, you wouldn't believe that Roswell Road is right next to you, essentially.
Amazing. I still can't get over that.
Just amazing. Well, let's talk about your new project.
So the new project is the Blue Way Trail Initiative. We're currently underway in phase one, which is to complete a 3-mile consecutive loop in the green space. Right now, we have several different trails, but they're not all connected together in the 30 acres. So that's kind of what we're focusing on. This past week, actually, we just finished our ADA ramp. So we're really excited to make this an accessible community building kind of trail.
All right. So you're early in the phase one. What will future phases look like? And what's the timetable on all of this?
Phase one will definitely be done by mid-2019.
Okay.
So we're pushing through there. Of course, phase two is kind of the big, broad connectivity that we're looking towards. So Blue Heron Nature Preserve sits in between Path 400 and Chastain Park. So we're going to expand multi-use trails out. Yeah, that three-mile loop to, theoretically, you could get on the Beltline down in Midtown, travel through to the Path 400, go over to Blue Heron Nature Preserve, and then to Chastain.
Is the long-term play, I mean, I feel like there's these walkability areas that are springing up all over this community. I feel like there has been some coordination of this, but I feel like it's all ultimately going to be linked. Is that kind of the long-term plan and all that? Because that's going to be a dramatic, cool thing about this community when and if that all does get linked up.
Absolutely. We do work with a lot of the same partners like Park Pride and the Chastain like Conservancy and like all these other projects and organizations. But really, I mean, Atlanta's wanted to be a more livable, more walkable community.
That's so exciting. So I guess for myself and everyone else listening who would be a first-time visitor coming, what do we need to know?
So it is, we are a City of Atlanta park. It's free to come. We're open 365 days a year from dusk till dawn.
Wow.
Yeah. And We offer more than trails. As I said, we have the popular summer camp program. We have public programs and education programs for all ages, not just children. We're also very focused on arts. Mm-hmm. We have an artist in residence program, which is being fulfilled by Jiha Moon right now. Uh-huh. And we have outdoor art installations. Like in December, we'll have the Festival of Native Trees. You can learn more about that on our website. But, you know, we have lots of education programs, including Girl and Boy Scout badges. We have a few Ooh. Eagle Scout projects on the property.
That's exciting.
It's very, very exciting. I mean, I'm finding myself frustrated that I just didn't know that this kind of magical spot was just right in our backyards. And I say this every time I have a conversation of this nature, but that's why I'm so grateful about this segment of our show is educating our audience to all the cool stuff going on right in their backyard. All right, we have a lot more to talk about with Miranda. So Miranda, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking about buying a new home? Well, here are more reasons a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC is your best choice. This is Ty Pennington, and I've been in the construction industry for a long time. And I know of no other home building program where the finished product is so energy efficient that it comes with 2 home warranties. Plus, the home also gets Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. That's a Right Choice home only from Jackson EMC. Visit JacksonEMC.com for more.
All right, we're back with Miranda Swaim with the Blue Heron Nature Preserve. So, got a couple of cool events we want to talk about now, but I want to ask about one that just recently happened, Doggy Days. What is that all about?
Doggy Days is one of our community building events where we invite any dog lovers or dog owners, come out, bring your dog, enjoy the preserve for a couple hours in the morning. We have guided trail walks, we have vendors come out, and this year was our first year that we did doggy yoga, which was kind of interesting. So that went well and everyone really enjoyed it.
Well, those dogs should do a really good downward dog.
Exactly.
Sorry. Anyway, I don't know how they do with cat back, but well, I know you have an exciting dedication coming up in just a couple of days. Tell us about that.
Our field research center is getting dedicated on August 11th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it has a firefly hike involved as well.
Ooh.
But basically, our field research center, with help of Radiant Solar and a bunch of other partners, we're having a 100% solar-powered off-the-grid facility for research. And our partners, the Atlanta Audubon Society, is up there doing research on bird surveys. And the Amphibian Foundation actually has these giant mesocosms that they're using to restore native endangered amphibian populations.
Ooh.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff going up on there.
What else is going to happen at this research center?
Well, it's really the connecting most part for both of the other trails as well. Sarah Smith Elementary is right next door. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping and having partnerships with them that the children will be able to come and enjoy that as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's neat. How big of a space is this research center?
It is probably 3 acres, I'd say.
Okay.
It's definitely like the tip of the most northern point.
All right. So that's more substantive than I was thinking. So you touched on a couple of other events coming up. I'm kind of getting into the late summer and fall too, but this fall open house you got going on, you mentioned the Festival of Native Trees. What other things are happening the next couple of months we ought to be aware of?
The Blue Heron Birthday Bash happens on October 13th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's another community building event. Yep. People come out. We have different activities for everyone to enjoy. The Festival of Native Trees is kind of our charitable wintertime event where you can purchase a tree, decorate it, community comes out and votes on the best tree. And then we also have different private events. We have lots of yoga events going on and things that kind of get accumulated as people approach us.
That's really neat.
I can't really think of a better place to have a yoga event.
Oh, yeah. They're very popular.
And doggy. Beautiful. Doggy yoga events.
Well, yeah. And then you've got classes and day camps and all that. Tell us about, I read on the website, the Meadows for Monarchs. What is that?
Yeah, so Meadows for Monarchs is kind of started out as a joint effort with us in Georgia Power. As I said, we're right off Roswell Road, so you can't see the power lines from the preserve, but they do back up to our property.
Right.
And they need to be maintained by tree removal and spraying herbicides and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with Georgia Power to kind of respect one another's efforts to create spaces for monarchs and not removing plants that they need to thrive. So we've actually carved out different spaces. One, for example, is right behind the office, the mm-hmm. building office. We have a space for Meadows for Monarchs where it's just wildflowers, where pollinators and monarchs and other butterflies come and have like a serene, quiet place for themselves.
That's nice.
That sounds lovely.
I love butterflies.
You've been touching on it throughout the course of the conversation, but go a little deeper on like the educational and like the camp opportunities here. I mean, I'm on this mission where I wish children were not sitting in some cold, dank classroom listening to a lecture and reading a textbook. They need to be out getting their hands dirty doing this kind of stuff. Where can, and you mentioned this, the elementary school, which is really encouraging for me to, how fun would that be to be able to kind of walk out your back door of the school and be a part of something like this? Talk more about your educational opportunities.
So we do have the summer camp that's currently going on. It's very focused, as you said, on being outdoors, splashing in the creek, playing in the sand, all those good things. We also have different ones based on art. So right now we have like an art camp going on in the afternoons as well. We're very focused on environmental education and independent education. So learning, having the children learn about themselves and teamwork and others through interacting with nature.
I love it. I remember, you know, being little, and we grew up in a subdivision, but there were just fireflies everywhere. And we would go out and catch fireflies and keep them in a little jar and watch them for a while and then release them. And, you know, we caught caterpillars and worms and lizards and, you know.
Well, kids today, they're inside playing World of Warcraft. They're not out there learning about this stuff and being exposed to it. And, I mean, look at you and I. It's still a memory that we cherish, those kinds of things. And I want adults to be participating in this kind of stuff too, right? I mean, because we need that too. You know, I mean, you mentioned this is a city park and it is free in case someone listening did not catch that. So all of this is, but is there a way that people can support your efforts and get involved and maybe even volunteer? I mean, how do others get involved and help grow this thing?
Absolutely. So with things like the Blue Way Trail Initiative and camp and things like that, it's really going to take a village to create this community, I guess, pinpoint for people to come and enjoy. You can donate to us at bhnp.org/donate or volunteer through our website as well. We definitely need all the hands that we can get.
Good. Good stuff. All right. Well, Miranda, it sounds like a magical place. I'm so grateful for you to swing by and share it with us. Before we let you go, however, should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you and where do they learn more about all the exciting events going on at Blue Heron Nature Preserve?
Absolutely. So if anyone needs to contact me, just shoot me an email at mirandas@bhnp.org. But if you'd like to learn more about the preserve, the Blue Way Trail Initiative, or anything else, bhnp.org is our website. And you can follow us Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at BHNP Atlanta.
Outstanding. Miranda Swaim, Marketing and Communications Coordinator with Blue Heron Nature Preserve. Miranda, thanks again for stopping by and have fun this summer.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Our pleasure.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening and tuning in. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. See you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.